We're mid to upper 70s right now. Been a little bump here and there. How long do you expect this to last?
Well, Scott, you know that's the impossible answer question to answer. I think where we should be focusing on, oil's up. What are we up? $8 maybe? Maybe $8? If you would have thought about hitting Iran with all the firepower of America and Israel 20 years ago, pre-Bakken, United States was importing 56% of our oil. What do you think oil prices would have done then? And number one, we would have never dared do it because what it would have done to our economy. And oil prices would have been, $300, unrealistic, even 20 years ago.
Yeah, very interesting. And you're absolutely right. Why is that the case? Why is it so different now?
Well, the difference is what we did in North Dakota to crack the code on oil from shale, extended reach horizontal drilling, the ability to complete oil out of shale and produce oil out of shale. And that technology has been extrapolated across America. I was told 10, 15 years ago by CEO of Halliburton that it would take the rest of the world about 20 years to be able to do what we do in North Dakota with the equipment, the technology, the horsepower, the brain power, all of that. And we're kind of seeing that now. We're seeing Argentina, we're seeing Turkey, we're seeing other places in the world figure out how to produce oil out of shale. And of course, in North Dakota, the big question is, how do we get more of the oil off the shale rock? But essentially, we've gone from a scarcity of oil, importing it from OPEC nations, afraid of OPEC nations, now to one of abundance. North America has become the largest oil producer, the largest natural gas producer by far. And now all of a sudden you can hit Iran and you got 20,000 barrels a day of in the Straits of Hormuz that may or may not be able to move. And oil price only moves $8-$10 in the first 3 or 4 days. We don't know what it's going to do, obviously, tomorrow or 10 days from now. But I think that's just a fascinating aspect of this whole thing. And I think so much of this is about our positioning with China and Russia and being able to funnel these terror nations with oil money, basically. And now in America, we can control the narrative and we can make the bold decisions like we made last week and last summer to not be afraid to hit Iran and Tehran and those Muslim nations. And look what's happening across the world as those other nations in that region agree. And of course, I'm a great supporter of Israel and our Jewish friends, and having been there and understanding the terror that they live on every single day, they live in terror of what might be coming from one of their neighbors, and not a situation that any of us would ever even dream of that type of fear in the heart of America. So helping us help our allies and ensure that stabilizing the world is really a long-term impact on energy as well. So going to be some, immediate impacts, certainly in what we're seeing on terms of oil price. But boy, $8-$10, average price of gasoline is, $3.19 today. It's that's a ridiculously good bargain. When you look at about a quarter of that is taxes to the state and federal government. So what we get out of a gallon of gasoline, but in North Dakota, what we get out of being able to produce oil and generate and drive our economy, pay almost now two-thirds of our entire economy from a tax standpoint is derived off that barrel of oil. So we want to see longer, stable oil prices. These blips and I don't want oil going over $100. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for the industry. It's not good for policy. It's not good for anything. But boy, give us $75 to $83 oil and we all win.
By the way, thanks for the history lesson, because you're so right. Even some people ahead of this effort in Iran said it'll mean $100 oil. And as you say, there was a time when one refinery would get taken out for one reason or another, would spike $8. This is all of Iran. It's absolutely breathtaking. So it is a very good refresher. I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned a sweet spot where you're not $100, but you're not obviously below break even. What is that number? Where is that current number right now on average in the Bakken?
I like that number, and really the $74 to $85, somewhere in that range. Gasoline prices are still very reasonable. We've seen that. We've lived that for the past couple of years. But you can drive investment into industry, and we can drive investment into new technology. At that price, you attract the investment. The service companies, which employ tens of thousands of North Dakotans, can have a healthy look forward. The oil operators able to make their investments, attract the investments from their investors, banks, individuals, and others. So that's a incredible sweet spot, not only for industry, but for the state, for the nation. And it helps our economy drive forward without really being an inflationary component on costs. And if you look back, we've done a lot of looking back into the previous bienniums here in terms of looking at the state budget going forward. And, you know, we had $105 oil in basically throughout much of the Biden administration's first few years, which really drove that inflationary component extremely high, also drove costs in the oil field extremely high. So, but from a state standpoint, it filled all those budgets, of course, all those buckets with oil money. So a lot of money was able to be out there in order to distribute across the state, which is obviously great for many. But, you know, it's all reflective on supply and demand, Scott. And right now, America is so flush with supply. And obviously, over time, if you have lower oil prices, those investments go down. But right now, we can do this as a nation because of our ability in America to supply the world with energy and oil and gas, particularly, and with little fear of Iran, Iran's impact on mostly it's going to impact China. As you know, 80 some percent of Iranian oil is sold to China. So I would guess Chinese are pretty concerned right now.